U.S. wireless carriers are promising changes after a reporter revealed cell phone location data was ending up in the hands of bounty hunters through a series of unregulated middlemen. In recent days, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, and Sprint have all said they will stop selling their customers' location data to third-party aggregators. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden called on Congress to pass new privacy legislation, and the commissioner of the FCC tweeted, "The FCC needs to investigate STAT." Joining us now for more is Joseph Cox. He's the reporter for Motherboard who first broke this story. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you gave a bounty hunter $300 and a phone number, and the bounty hunter quickly located that phone without doing any hacking. How did they do that?
Yeah, so there was no hacking, no tools, no like sophisticated technology at all. All they did was essentially buy the data that's collected by every telco that we use, essentially. So in this case, it started with T-Mobile, and then T-Mobile sells it through a complicated network of middleman companies before eventually getting to this bounty hunter, who then, of course, sold it to me. And I'm not law enforcement. I'm not a bounty hunter or a licensed bounty hunter. And I was still able to purchase it, just showing how widely available this data can be to people who are not supposed to get hold of it.
Because usually law enforcement can do it if they need to. But why is it legal for anybody else to do that?
Right. Yeah. The law enforcement can go to the telco and demand the data or maybe use some other technological tool to track a phone. I mean, the reason it's legal in the US is because basically there's no laws protecting this sort of stuff. In the same way, there's minimal data protection around Facebook data. We had the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal as well. It also applies to telcos as well. I mean, they take your data, which is probably a European sort of conception, calling it the customer's data. But they take the location data and they can do with it whatever they want. They can sell it. They can monetize it in another way. They can research it. And in this case, they are selling it on for a profit.
And you write about all the industries that are interested in buying this location data, everyone from landlords and used car salesmen to bail bondsmen. How are they getting it? Why do they want it?
Yeah. So we did focus on the bounty hunters and the bail bondsmen, as you said, but as we were reporting this story, I had never heard that like somebody who runs properties or car rental companies could also get hold of this data. That, to be clear, there are some legitimate use cases. Maybe if it's a roadside assistance company and they need to find the person that's broken down, something like that. Or maybe it's a financial company that's detecting fraud. Maybe you make a bank transfer and they want to check you're in the same country where you're supposed to be. Those sorts of legitimate use cases. But there's clearly this wide array of companies that maybe are not necessarily totally malicious or nefarious, like some of the bounty hunters that we spoke to clearly, but very questionable business practices. And the reason they get it is because, I mean, they can then sell it on themselves or they can provide what they see as a better service with that data. But of course, there's a trade-off there between the convenience of the bounty hunter and having access to the location data of a lot of people.
So by the time it has actually gotten to the end user or the end buyer, it may have been through several different spots.
Yeah, I mean, in total, I believe the data access went through six different entities before it got to us, or when it did get to us. So with T-Mobile, then to one middleman company, and then to one called Microbuilt, which caters to the bounty hunter industry, then to a particular bounty hunter company, then to a particular individual bounty hunter who then sold it to me on the black market.
What about the data itself? Tell us about what's in that. I mean, in the course of the day, would my phone know every single place that I go?
So the way it works, it appears, is that your phone is constantly communicating with the phone network. It has to be able to do this simply in virtue of the way it works, to receive text messages, to receive calls, that sort of thing. But because you're constantly near two or three different cell phone towers from T-Mobile or Sprint or AT&T or whoever, it also gives up an approximate location. In our case, it was around 500 meters, something like that. The data itself, at least in the form that we obtained it, was a Google Maps interface. So the source just sent a screenshot and we could look at it and say, hey, this is a particular place, in this case, in Queens, New York. And it was to several blocks of this person's location.
Hmm. Do the phone companies disclose to their customers where the data is going? Is there any way to find out who might have that data?
So I'm sure if you go through the privacy policies, AT&T and T-Mobile, et cetera, will say that they have provided adequate information to their customers about, well, you know, you said we can sell this data, we can use it in whatever way we like. But that does not mean that AT&T or whoever actually knows where the data ends up because of this convoluted supply chain and series of middlemen. I mean, T-Mobile and two of the middleman companies only knew about the abuse when we told them. I mean, if they're selling this data or this data access to multiple different parties, surely they should know where it's actually ending up.
Well, and would it even be possible for them to guarantee the security of that data, especially if it's moving from one party to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next?
Exactly. They would not be able to do that. When a telco pushes this data through so many different entities, they don't know where it ends up and they don't know how it's being used until they get told by a reporter or a researcher or a senator, whatever it may be. The only real solution here is to cut the supply chain earlier on. So the telcos could maybe not sell to the so-called location aggregators, which are then spreading it out through throughout the industry.
Is there any appetite in Congress or at any federal agency to regulate this black market for phone location data?
Shortly after we published our piece, several senators called for the FCC to investigate. And the commissioner of the FCC also said that the agencies should look into this as well. Of course, whether that's actually going to come into anything concrete is a different matter, especially, of course, with the government shutdown right now. But there is pressure here, and not just these comments from individual senators, but I feel like there is a sort of a cultural shift now when it comes to privacy and data. We had Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. We've had various other data breaches, such as the Uber one. Consumers now do care about privacy. They're just being kept in the dark about what's actually happening with their data.
I feel like this is opening up a market for one of the big phone companies to say, we are going to be the phone company that doesn't sell any data, that doesn't give away your location data. This will be the most private phone company of all.
Right, exactly. In the same sort of way that Apple capitalizes on its pro-privacy stance. I mean, Apple can have some issues with running its iCloud servers in China, for example, for the Chinese market. But very generally speaking, if you have an Apple device, it is more private than, say, an Android or a Google device. So, and they really do market that as well. A telephone company could potentially do the same thing, but the telcos are different beasts than Silicon Valley or hardware manufacturers. It appears over the years they are much more susceptible to lobbying, especially around the sale of data.
Joseph, as you were doing this reporting, what was the most shocking thing to you?
I really think it was the wide array of different sectors that have access to this data. I really had no idea that motor rental companies could get it, or the people who have properties and they want to check out the background of a tenant. I had never heard about that. I'd heard about bounty hunters and, of course, law enforcement, but these are ordinary businesses. Like, there could be mom and pop shops, which will then have access to some of American cell phone users' most sensitive data. And I just found that absolutely crazy.
That is Joseph Cox, a reporter for the site Motherboard. We'll link you to more of his reporting at hereandnow.org. Joseph, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The sound of workers scooping up money tossed into the Trevi Fountain in Rome. Each year, the city collects more than $1.7 million worth of coins from the fountain, money that since 2001 has gone to a Catholic charity to help the poor. But now, the mayor wants to keep the cash and spend it on social projects like fixing Rome's crumbling infrastructure. City Council has already approved the change, which is scheduled to take place in April, but representatives from the Roman Catholic Church, which runs the charity that usually gets the money, say they hope the city will reconsider. Millions of tourists visit the Trevi Fountain each year. Many of them toss in a coin for good luck or to ensure a return to Rome, an old tradition made famous by the film Three Coins in the Fountain and a Frank Sinatra song by the same name.